Welcome to episode 295 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. Today we wrap up our week-long study of the book of 1 John. Only one book left in our series, 50 books of the Bible in 50 weeks. The book of 1 John is a book of love and joy. It explains the fellowship we have with others and with Jesus Christ. It differentiates between happiness, which is temporary and fleeting, and true joy, which 1 John tells us how to achieve. If we take the words written by John and we apply them to our daily lives, the true love, commitment, fellowship, and joy we long for will be ours. The Apostle John knew Christ well, and he tells us in this epistle that we can have the same kind of close, intimate relationship that he enjoyed with Jesus. We have the witness of men who had direct and personal contact with the Savior. The gospel writers present their solidly based testimony on a historical reality. Now, how does that apply to our lives? It explains to us that Jesus came here as the Son of God to create a union with us based on his grace, mercy, love, and acceptance. So many times people think Jesus is off in some faraway place and that he doesn't really concern himself with our daily struggles, issues, and concerns. But John tells us that Jesus is right here with us in both the simple, mundane parts of our lives and in the complex, soul-wrenching parts as well. John testifies, as a witness of his personal experiences, that God became flesh and lived among men. That means Christ came here to live with us, and he still lives with us. As he walked the earth alongside John, so does he walk through each and every day with us. We need to apply this truth to our lives and live as if Jesus were standing right next to us every second of the day. If we put this truth into practice, Christ will add holiness to our lives, making us more and more like him. Perhaps most important among the topics that he addresses, John deals with the assurance of salvation. 1 John 5, verse 13. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. Since he wants his readers to know they have eternal life, John provides a test of faith that we can use to examine whether or not we are truly saved. Here are traits culled from this epistle that generally characterize the genuine believer. 1. The believer enjoys fellowship with Christ and his redeemed people. 2. The believer walks in the light, not in the darkness. 3. The believer admits and confesses his or her sin. 4. The believer obeys God's word. 5. The believer loves God rather than the world. 6. The believer's life is characterized by doing what is right. 7. The believer seeks to maintain a pure life. 8. The believer sees a decreasing pattern of sin in his or her life. 9. The believer demonstrates love for other Christians. 10. The believer walks the walk versus just talking the talk. 11. The believer maintains a clear conscience. 12. The believer is able to discern between truth and error. 13. The believer keeps the commandments. And 14. The believer experiences victory in his or her Christian walk. Let's take a deeper dive into some of these. You know you have eternal life if you see a decreasing pattern of sin in your life. 1 John 3, verse 9. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him. He cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. This does not mean that Christians achieve sinless perfection on this side of heaven. What it does mean is that the believers will not continue practicing sin as a way of life. There will be a difference between the old life without Christ and the new life in Christ. The thief who was characterized by his theft is a thief no more. He has a different way of life. The adulterer who was characterized by his immorality is an adulterer no more. His behavior patterns have changed. The liar who was characterized by her lies is a liar no more. The child of God, who was a former thief, may still struggle with covetousness, but he no longer lives according to the pattern of stealing. The child of God, who was a former adulterer, may still struggle with lust, but he has broken free from the old life of immorality. The child of God, who was a former liar, may still struggle with being open and fully honest, but still, fundamentally, her life has changed. As John says in 1 John 3, verse 3, all who have this hope in Christ purify themselves just as he is pure. The Amplified Bible brings out John's meaning even more clearly. No one who abides in him, who remains united in fellowship with him, deliberately, knowingly, and habitually practices sin. No one who habitually sins has seen him or known him. The word habitually is key. A believer will struggle with sin and sometimes give in, but giving in to sin is no longer normative. As we grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord, we are being sanctified. Remember, that's a fancy word that means we are becoming more like Christ. We are becoming holier. As we are led by the Spirit, we will walk more and more in obedience to the word of God. If a person claims to be a Christian but lives in defiance of God's word, then that person is showing the world he or she is unsaved. No one who continues to live in willful sin knows God. Because continual sin is incompatible with new life in Christ, living in unrepentant adultery, idolatry, or falsehood is proof that no regenerative work of the Spirit has yet taken place in the heart, regardless of anyone's claim to the contrary. John gives us the reason why believers do not continue to sin. No one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in them. They cannot go on sinning because they have been born of God. A genuine Christian will not deliberately, knowingly, and habitually sin. It's just not in their spiritual DNA. You can know you have eternal life if you know how to discern truth from error, if you understand the spirit of truth, and you order your life in accordance with that truth. 1 John 4, verses 2 to 3. This is how you recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. John writes with great concern for those who are led away by false ideas. All through history, the truth of God has been marred and distorted by perverted teachings, even taught by those who claim to know the truth. This campaign of misinformation directed by the arch liar himself will become more and more frenzied as the end approaches. Only as we test the spirits now will we be sure of truth and right and be able in God's strength to withstand the end time counterfeit, which, if it were possible, would deceive even the very elect. You can know you have eternal life if you keep the commandments. 1 John 5 verse 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Jesus assures us that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. According to one writer, those who love God find joy in fulfilling his requests and in following his counsel, and God himself provides the power to observe his law. Obeying God's commands is not a question of doing what we're told or else, but rather a natural result of love that is coupled with the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Take time to reflect on these and the other characteristics so that you may know. Ask yourself, are you a true believer? To answer this question, look at your actions. Father, help us to be genuine believers. Search the dark corners of our hearts and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Transform our thoughts and actions such that we may know that we have eternal life. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.